Good morning. We are doing learning Rambam Hilchos Psulim Hakdashim, Perek Yud Ches, Halacha Aleph. The Rambam writes, "Kol ha-machashev machshava she'einu nechayna b'kodesh." Whoever thinks an inappropriate thought in Kach. Now, what are inappropriate thoughts are Shleilishmash, all the different halakhas. Generally, it's a reference to Shleilishmash, we'll see soon. And a reference to, so the halakha is Areza Eiver Beleisase. He's Eiver and Aleisase. Eiver and Aleisase. However, says the Rambam, Shayyam Lav, Leichosh, don't think, Aloch and Beis, Piashu, Lomdish, or called Dinze of Leichosh, Shleyas, you should not destroy Kotchim, Bermachshav. Shouldn't destroy Kotchim, Machshav. Says the name of the Matlum Bekotchim. It is similar to one who is Kotzamum in a curve. Okay, the there's a lot of discussion about this. We're going to try to keep it short. Perek Tesvav, Halacha Gimel, the Rambam writes, Oser Lachshev, Lachashev, Bekotchem, Machshava, She'ena, Sheina, you're not allowed to think machshava that's not nechayna, right? K'may shizvah, fichach zevach sheshachta shalei lishma, mincha shekamsa shalei lishma. You have to finish up. He says, the rest of it, this is fine. You're not allowed to think of machshava sheina nechayna. And he goes through, even if he did some of the Avodah Shleilishma, he still got to continue the other ones. Lishma. And then he goes on and explains, but by Chatas, it's different. That's not our discussion. I'm just bringing out that this was discussed before. Okay, so there's a lot of discussion on the Rambam, what he says, that you don't get Malkus because Shana Machshava Ma'aseh. Let's go through a couple of them and see the Rambam's approach to this. There are various explanations in the Rambam, but we're going to try to come to some kind of an understanding of the Rambam. Digdiku, and in the Rambam, there's a lot of those who are medagdik in this lashon of Eina Machshava Ma'aseh. In Hilchos Chirus, which is talking about Chasima, you're not allowed to cause an animal not to eat from while they're working the field. Well, if you did it by yelling at the animal or call it, they're doing it by with your mouth, you get malchus. Even if you didn't put a muzzle on it, you muzzled him by scaring him, by avoiding him. It's also awesome. And this is a Gemara. Rish Lakish, Rabbi Yechana says, why? Because akimaspiv, the fact that you're using your mouth, is also mice. Who says your mice is with your hands? Your mouth is also mice. Your lips are mice. And Rish Lakish says, kol olei av mice. A sound is not a mice. I'm not getting into what this argument is, keil versus peh. It's an interesting concept. But l'chayr Rabbi Yechina holds akim asos to have a mice. Okay. It's no different than using your body, any part of your body that moves, that creates. Ilchis The Rambam writes, now Tzmura is when I say, person says, I am going to exchange this carbon for another carbon. And Allah is you get Malkus for that. Look, the Rambam in Hilchos Tzmura and also in Hilchos Sanhedrin call HaMeimer Leike, I'll call Behema Behema Shiyamer. If you do that, you get Malkus. As it says, Lo Yachlifenem Leyam Reis. You learn out that you get malchus on these things, even though you didn't do a mice. So too in Hilchos Sanhedrin, he writes the same thing. Kalav Shem and I say Lakin Olav, except for Meimar, for Tmura, Shua, and Kalas Chaver B'Shem. Okay, well, the main thing is Tmura, using your mouth. Now again, this is a Gemara in Tmura Dav Gimel. Gemara says it's a Braisa. In the Gemara, I'm Rabbi Yechon Lentana, Rabbi Yechon says Lentana, no. Say Meimar out of list Meimar together with these because Bidiburai with his mouth also mice. Oh, Peck tastes above it's here. Above it's here, Rabbi Yechon says Akim is also mice. And here, Rabbi Yechon brings this Braisa call out Shame of Mice and Lake and all of and he mentions all three. Will the Hakim is also nice? You're using your lips on ice? Hakim is also nice means exactly what he says in Torah. Through your lips, you are creating a mice. Okay, what that means, we'll have to explain. That Hakim is also a nice because it's creating something. It's creating a hekdesh, creating kedusha on another animal. But the only problem is that the Rambam puts Meimar in with the others. It's the same league. So they all struggle with that. It's a big struggle with that. My commission says Lav Dakri. I'm just mentioning because that's it's an expression, Meimar, but he doesn't mean Meimar. All right. So I want to, there's a lot of different approaches to this, and I'm going to give you a quick review of them without getting into the details of it. The problem is, why is Machshava Einen Echene? I thought that this carbon should become possible because of what I thought, right? I'm causing a psul. So why don't we say here, B'dibura Ovid Mais, just like Rabbi Yechon says? What's that different than Tmura? Why does the Rambam seem to say Tmura is not either a mice? So the Magen Mishnah's approach is that when you use your lips, you're doing a mice. And the reason is, like Taisa, is because you're causing a mice. But if a dibur, if using your lips that doesn't create a mice, you don't get malchus. That would be considered not a mice. Now, why is Tmura not a mice? Tmura is, yeah. According to the Magen Mishnah's first text. Second there is that if you can't do it with a mice, it doesn't help. You have to be able to do it with a mice. You have to be able to actually have an act. Then we say B'diburis have a mice. Lech Mishnah says that by Chasima and Edom Zemim, the mice is the dibur. It's what you're creating. I'm sorry, what you're creating. You're holding back the animal. Edom da is the killing. He says, but Tzvura, what are you doing? You're making chul and kachim. So what? There's nothing wrong with that. It's the way you're doing it. That's your dibur. It's not the action. But nice. Nice approach. Ebyesev Dave Soloveitchik wants to say a chidish pelek. Two things he says. One is that it's not shat. When you think of machshava shein nechena, you're passing the carbon. But since you're in the middle of aveda, and you're thinking about Shoshan, the carbon becomes possible. It's a mamela that you think. In addition to that, he explains. Hold on a second. In addition to that, he says that. That the Burakam Maisa is when the Maisa is part of the Issa by stopping it from eating. The Isser is to stop it. Whereas by Machshava, the Isser is Machshava. Don't think bad thoughts. Not what you'd accomplish. It's beautiful thoughts, but I don't think that that's what the Rambam says. Okay. Let's examine the words of the Rambam. And I think the Rambam, as always, if you read his words, you can come to a conclusion of what he's saying. And I think he's pretty clear. He writes, Oso l'chashev v'akotsh v'machshov v'shenechem. And therefore, you got to finish up. And I can mashi yizbay. No, I'm sorry, can mashi yizbay, right? Which means, in Perek Tesvav, as he's going to explain in Perek Yitches. If the issue is, I'm not allowed to destroy kotshim, because it's like matal mum, if just because it's not going to be a good carbon for the bialim, why is that considered olul shem bialim? Now again, some of these questions are not mine. These are questions that I discussed. I'm just bringing them all together. Why is that considered destroying a carbon? The carbon's a good carbon. The bialim needs to be another carbon. That's his business. Why in the world does he compare it to matal mum b'kotshim? Who needs that comparison? What is he gaining from it? On the contrary, it seems that that is what creates this problem. You read the Rambam, he seems to say, it's like matal mum b'kotshim. And yet you don't get Malkus. In other words, the question is, if it's Malkus, you should get Malkus. Don't bring it, and you won't have a question. And if it is a question, what's his answer? Shayna mashava mice. It's Malkus, who cares if you did it through mental telepathy or some other form that you accomplished? Mind over matter. You're going to tell me that some of those magicians or whatever they are that managed to bend, or somebody was able to bend an item with his mind, is, who cares? What does that mean? Now, that our rice, a maimer, is not a meisim. Now, except for the Magmishna, nobody accepts that approach, that the Rambam is lavdafke, and it's hard to say. I mean, the Magmishna is saying it because he has no choice. But it seems to be that Tmur is not a ma'aseh. If Tmur is not a ma'aseh, who cares that it's machshava? That doesn't matter. Machshava shenachain is not a ma'aseh. Finished. Okay, so let's say that the maimer is in a league of its own, as the Lechem Mishnah says. That you're making chulun kutchin, there's nothing wrong with it. It's only a mashav. It's only dibur. Dibur is not a mice. But if you read the Rambam here, the Rambam says very clearly, also lahav shalayav shalayav kutchin mashav. That can. The issue is being mashav kutchin mashav. The issue is saying that kutchin, not like those who say that it's not. That's what it is. And that's a mice. And that's why he stresses the stress that this is the whole issa. The issa is the making the moment, passing it. So the Khari has a mighty kasha. If your issa is passing it, and you're doing it with your machshava, you are doing a maisa. And what is his answer? She'ein ha-machshava maisa. You can't have a chalos maisa, a shem maisa on a machshava. Chaki, you're doing a machshava, you're doing a maisa with your machshava, but it has to relate back to the maisa, to the machshava, and turn that machshava into a maisa. You can't. And that, like, that's what Taisa says, that when you're using akimah svasav, there can be chal Hashem maisa on it, because you're accomplishing something. But it can't happen with machshava. Machshava cannot get Hashem maisa. That's what the Rambam means. I think those are the words of the Rambam. I'm reading it. What's wrong with a carbon that's not oilu shem bialim? So I saw the Divrei Yatziv Kleizenberg in his Tshuvas says brings the Chakir, and it's a Chakir that's discussed somewhat in others. What pshat shlei oilu shem bialim? Is it because there's something wrong with the carbon, or just it just didn't go for this bialim? So the Chayre and the Chassam Sefer says the first, the second way, but it seems from the Rambam the first way that is something wrong with the carbon. If that's what he means, but you can't go back and do it again. You can't go make it worse. Okay. Now, I want to now go take it one little step. Perhaps we can compare this idea of the Rambam, that a machshava can't become a maisa, to something that Tanya writes in Perek Tazayin. And he explains, when the Chazal say, machshava teva kodesh baruch hu mitzarf lemaisa, he asks a question. It should have said, malo levakos kilos. That's the simple chat. You do something, you didn't end up doing it. You wanted to do something, it's like you did it. So the Alter Rebbe goes with I'm not going to enter the whole perek, but the idea of the perek is, the point is that you need to do actions in order to make the actions holy and bring holiness to the actions, to a certain level of holiness. You have to have feelings, you have to have emotions that come from the heart. Because the heart is physical and it relates to the action. That's what he says. It's also physical. It's also coarse. It's also chumri. Like another aver, another limb in the body. And therefore, it can give energy to the action, to the what you're doing. But intellect does not relate to action. It doesn't become part of the action. It stays separate. And that's why you need an act of God. A person that can't get himself emotionally charged can get himself intellectually charged. And that the Eibishter that can do. That's a special gift. So you see here a concept that machshava in the Lashon of the Alter Rebbe is gavu darcheyem lemayla b'chinas ha-mais. It doesn't connect to mais. It's not exactly what we're saying, but the idea that ain't a machshava mais. Machshava can't become mais. Machshava has no kumri to it. It's not machshava, it's not mais. Anyway, I think that could be understood. And Al Kaponim, everybody have a great day. Zeigesund Nishtak.